It's time for the Pearl River Community College Wildcat Radio Show. Talking all things PRCC. From academics to athletics, workforce education, and more. Exclusively on Supertalk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com. Now, here's your host, Chuck Abadie.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Wildcat Radio Show on Supertalk here in Hattiesburg on this Tuesday morning in April, the day after taxes. Michael, have you done your taxes?
Yeah, I was a little late this year, though. I was concerned that maybe someone had stolen my identity and already did them for me. Well, actually, they probably would have been disappointed, I guess.
Yeah.
They got that. Wait a second. Well, stole the wrong identity. But yeah, I got them done.
Well, I tell you what, it's a busy time of year at Pearl River Community College. And here to talk why it's busy is Whitney Chambers. She's the Director of Advisement for Pearl River Community College, all our campuses. Welcome to the show, Whitney.
Thank you, Chuck. I am glad to be here.
Well, I tell you what, it's not your first time. You've been here before. And April, is there a busier month for you than April?
Probably April and then August.
Okay, yeah. Right before school starts.
Exactly.
All right, so what's going on? I know one of the things we wanted to talk about is registration is now open, started on April 1st.
Absolutely.
Okay, so basically, what's happening in your office?
So right now, like you said, it's our busy time of the year. If we have new, returning, current, all of our students, registration is open. It is now time to get registered for summer and fall classes.
All right, so they can do both.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they can
do both. Absolutely.
What about dorms? Do you have any role at all in dorms?
Not very much, other than giving students information.
Yeah, right.
So making sure they know how to apply for dorms. There's already waiting list.
Whitney, all right. Now, last fall, we had more than 6,000 students.
Yep.
In the spring,
over
we had 5,000
mm-hmm.
students. When do you have time to go to the bathroom?
during the month of February.
Yeah, right.
That's probably about it.
Okay.
That's about it.
Do students come and they'll have appointments
yes.
to see you guys?
Absolutely. So we encourage our new and our current students to make appointments with us as soon as possible. We're starting to see new students already, especially those that are trying to get a jump start and start this summer, so they can go through the RUHR process and start making their appointments and see us today.
So basically, Whitney, a student comes and sits down with you mm-hmm. as the Director of Advisement. Kind of take us along the process here. What do you do?
Absolutely. So our goal is to make them feel comfortable and welcome and know that they have made the right decision and being at Pearl River Community College. And we walk them through what their options are. So if they are thinking about an academic track where they want to get some basic courses and go on to a four-year institution, we hold their hand and help them pick out what are the appropriate classes to take. Or if they're interested in going straight into the workforce, we show them all of our career and technical education opportunities. And kudos to Dr. Amy Townsend and Dr. David Cullum. They are constantly working with the industry to bring us more programs that are in demand right now. And so we help show students all of those possibilities and get them enrolled in those programs.
Well, I tell you, and most of those people, they have jobs
yes.
once they go through those programs.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, that's our goal.
We want them employed, yep.
Okay. All right. So, Whitney, a student comes to you, that might be listening out there, especially parents,
mm-hmm.
what do they need to bring?
So they just need to have an admissions application on file, if we're talking about new students, admissions application on file that includes either their test scores, like if they took the ACT or the SAT, or their previous college transcripts. So once all of that information is on file, then they come into our office. We work well with admissions, so we can pull all that information in, and then we get them registered.
All right, so these students, all right, let's start with the summer.
Okay.
All right, they can come see you about summer classes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Most of them are commuter students in the summer.
Absolutely.
Is that right?
Absolutely. Yes.
All right, and so So, and then fall is when the big thing is. What's the minimum number that you try to tell students you need to take this many hours to get out of here
on time?
On time, okay?
Yes, we consider full-time 15 credit hours. So okay. That's about five classes. All of our associate degrees are around the 60 credit hour mark.
Right.
So if you take five classes a semester and you're successful in five classes a semester for four semesters, you're graduating.
All right. And who's keeping up with that? I mean, your
office
and folks?
So that is that student and their assigned advisor's responsibility.
All right. Now let's talk a minute, Whitney, the difference between advisement and counseling.
Yes.
Is there a difference between the two?
It's probably a muddy road, we'll say.
Right, okay.
Advisors' goals are to help students with, you know, their academic journey. But we know as advisors that there will be some bumps and bruises and there's some personal life circumstances that these students may encounter. So as advisors, we're there to help them see how they can overcome those obstacles. And if that, you know, means we recommend some counseling for them, then we have those references at hand. Or it could mean that we help them with study skills. We need to find them a tutor, and we're willing to do that as well.
So, Whitney, where does scholarship aid come in the process? Is that part of the process?
Absolutely. For new students, that is one of the things that we do cover with them, is to make sure that they're enrolling in the correct classes or the right amount of classes to cover their scholarships, their financial aid. For any PRCC scholarship, they have to be enrolled in at least 15 credit hours.
Right.
So we want to make sure that we're covering the basis for that. If they are coming to PRCC and they are a part of one of our award-winning fine arts programs,
right,
then we got to make sure we get them in the right courses for that so they can get that scholarship. That is definitely a part of the conversation.
So, Whitney, let's talk a little bit about the folks under you.
Okay.
Okay, with that many students, okay, one person can't do that.
Oh, no.
So talk a little bit about the folks under you.
I have an amazing staff that work tirelessly every single day. They're in the office right now. So we have two academic advisors. Their primary job is to obviously advise, but they also teach classes. They teach some of our study skills and life and learning classes, orientation, things like that. So I have two advisors that do that, and then I have two other advising support specialists who are in the office all day working with students.
All right, now we're not just talking about Poplarville,
right? Advisement covers all campuses, absolutely.
I mean, we're going to Hancock County.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you have to go down there periodically?
We do. We go, especially during the summer and at the start of the semester, we have our orientation sessions that we cover for.
Well, that's fixing to be hopping down there in the fall.
We are anticipating being able to walk through those doors of the new Hancock Center.
That's right. They're all leaving the place on Highway 90 and coming out there by the airport.
Then it's right next to Hancock High. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk a minute about the Hattiesburg campus, the Forest County.
Yes. Hattiesburg and their student services office. They have four advisors there as well. Some work full time, some work part time, all under the direction of Miss Michelle Wilson Stokes.
And I tell you what, she's a hoot now.
Yes, she is.
You know,
she keeps it entertaining up there.
Yeah, she's been on with me. She gets fired up about her job, which that's great, you know.
Absolutely.
That she does that. All right, so Whitney, all right, right now, all right, a student, a parent listening, what's your advisement for them? What do they need to do first?
If you have a student that is interested in coming to Pearl River, the very first thing you need to do is an admissions application. That gets you started on the track so you can start receiving all communications and things from PRCC. And then, like I said before, if you have a new student, the next thing we're going to need are your test scores or your college transcripts, depending on if you're a transfer student. And then from there, Once we have that information in, you'll start getting communication from our office to say your next step is to sign up for an appointment.
All right. Now Whitney, where does financial aid? I know that's been in the last couple months.
Mm-hmm.
I've had Jamie on with me talking about it, and I think she gets a little frustrated with dealing with the bureaucracy.
It's just out of their control. It's out of their control. Yeah.
But mm-hmm. but do you have any advice for that?
We just tell students that the best thing they can do right now is go ahead and complete the FAFSA.
Right.
Get it on file, and as soon as that information is sent to Pearl River, then the financial aid office will begin processing it. But it is just out of their hands.
So, Whitney, some of the people that work for you teach, right?
Yes, they do.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. What about you?
I do teach. I teach as well. I teach some of those same life and learning skills classes whenever I can, when they're available. Most of the time I do it online. And then we also have a PTK class that I teach in that as
well. Yeah, well, we'll talk PTK after the break because I know you're big into that.
Yes,
and got
yes,
you
yes.
A nice award coming up. So, Whitney, do they print schedules anymore?
Well, we can.
Yeah.
But we do have, a nice little lovely button in River Guide. Everything's online where students can see their schedule at any time.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can remember back in the day, you'd get that big, thick book.
And
have to go through it.
It is, times are changing, Chuck. They are.
Okay. All right. So, Whitney, do you have a lot of communication with Delana Harris? With financial
foundation.
Aid. Yeah, foundation mm-hmm. scholarship.
Absolutely. So we stay in touch with them, especially when we're in the middle of the summer and we meet our peak of registration, to encourage students to fill out the foundation application if they're looking for additional funds or scholarships to help them pay for classes. So she gives us a heads up or a reminder throughout the summer to encourage students for that.
So right now we're 2 weeks into the process. Are you seeing regular, normal amount of students?
We are on track with where we were in the fall.
Okay, well, I tell you what, that's good news. I know Dr. Brewer would like to hear that as well. All right, you're listening to Whitney Chambers. She's Director of Advisement at Pearl River Community College. She has a lot going on in the month of April. You're listening to the Wildcat Radio Show on Super Talk in Hattiesburg. When we come back after the break, Whitney, we're going to talk about Phi Theta Kappa, and I know you're big cheese
in
that. All right, well, you're listening to the Wildcat Radio Show. Come back and join us.
This is the PRCC Wildcat Radio Show on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Welcome back to the Wildcat Radio Show on Super Talk in Hattiesburg. I'm Chuck Abity, your host. We're visiting this morning with Whitney Chambers, Director of Advisement for Pearl River Community College. And I'm not just talking about one Pearl River Community College. We're talking about all the campuses.
Yes, all campuses.
All right. All right. Well, let's kind of switch gears for a minute. We're talking about students and getting them set up, but one of your other duties is you're an advisor for Phi Theta Kappa.
Absolutely.
And one of the big things that Pearl River Community College has is two chapters.
Mm-hmm.
Iota Mu.
Iota Mu is Poplarville.
And Beta
Tau Gamma.
Tau Gamma is in Hattiesburg.
Yes.
And, I know they don't like to say they compete against each other.
We have some healthy competition.
But you guys just came back from the National Conference mm-hmm. in Orlando, Florida.
Uh-huh.
And let's look at it now. You won yourself a nice award.
Yeah, I was fortunate to be recognized as a Paragon advisor at the Catalyst Convention this year, which means I'm one of the top new advisors in Phi Theta Kappa. I have been an advisor since fall of 21, so a few years now. So it was an honor to be recognized for that.
So how many advisors do we have on each campus?
For Poplarville, the Iota Mu chapter, we have four advisors: Miss Robin Nix, Kira Authors, and our newest advisors, Miss Amanda Myers, and then of course myself.
Okay, all right, and I know the ones at the Hattiesburg campus. I, I know Dr. Ryan Ruckel and Dr. Terry Ruckel, boy, they stay on my case, you know, about what's going on.
I mean, we have two very active chapters. Those students do some amazing things for the college, amazing things for the community. They're stellar, stellar students.
Well, and on top of that, now, we're talking about there's like 1,200 chapters
in
America, and we got two of, what would you say, the top 25 or so?
So this, when we, our awards ranking at Catalyst, we were honored again. The IOWMU chapter was honored to be a distinguished chapter. So we are one of the top 34 chapters internationally out of that 1,200. And then we also were received the Distinguished College Project, so one of the two service projects that we have to do as a chapter. One of them is called the College Project, and we were one of the top 50 out of all the chapters in the nation for
that.
Well,
I tell you what, that's big doings now when you talk about those kind of numbers. So, Whitney, I mean, what excites you about being an advisement for this group?
Those students, I tell you, they are just on the ball. They are determined to not only better themselves, but they realize how much they are doing for the college. And they, when we, you know, have high expectations for them, and they meet them, and it is exciting to see and exciting to recognize them. Not only, you know, the Chapter One awards, I won an award, but we have two very strong scholarship students right now. Allison Gobuzzi, which is our president.
Oh, yeah, Jack Kent Cook.
She is a Jack Kent Cook semifinalist. Yes. So fingers crossed she hears some very good news during the month of May that will help her in her journey to Ole Miss and to become a lawyer. Then we have another student. Her name was Devin Lee. She was a Coca-Cola Gold Scholar this year. So she got some extra PTK money that will help her when she transfers to Mississippi State.
Well, you mentioned money.
Yes.
Okay, that's the big thing.
That's what
PTK
cooks them in, absolutely.
I mean, they all have an opportunity to get pretty good transfer money.
Absolutely.
You know, if they stay in school, right?
Yes, yes. So that is the one of the main benefits of becoming a member of PTK is those scholarships that you can receive when you transfer to Pearl River. Well, transfer out of Pearl River to a four-year institution. As long as you keep that GPA up, those scholarships are automatic. Now, what we try to do is we work with those students that want to be more active,
right,
and to help them, you know, complete those service projects, build up their resume, and then we can help them with those more competitive scholarship applications to get some more money in their pocket.
So, Whitney, what does a student have to do to be a member of these organizations?
To join PTK, all you have to have is a 3.4 GPA on 12 credit hours. So usually after your first semester of attending Pearl River, if you have a 3.4, we will invite you to join. You pay a small membership fee, and you are a member for life.
And some of these students go on to some pretty prestigious
places.
I know we've had some Ivy League students and some around the Southeast, and they get very nice scholarships and go on to be get like PhDs.
Absolutely.
And teach, and
because PTK, it is nationwide. Those scholarships can get you to any, like you said, prestigious institution across the country.
All right, go back right back before we get out of here now. You're the director of advisement. What are you telling students right now?
If you are interested in coming to college at all, we want to see you between now and August. Come in, let's talk, let's make an appointment and get you on the right track.
And if you want a dorm room, you better
come in now.
come in yesterday,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I tell you what, you've been listening to Whitney Chambers. She's the director of advisement at Pearl River Community College. This is her busy time of the year for her and her staff. So we're here every Tuesday morning talking all things Pearl River Community College on the Wildcat Radio Show. Come back and join us next week.